This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So here's a familiar scenario. You're thirsty. You walk into the store to buy something to drink, but you're not exactly sure what you want, and you're inundated with choices. And the choice you eventually make will likely have more to do with what the package looks like than what's inside it. That might sound crazy, but it is what the beverage industry expects you to do. Gary Hemphill is with the Beverage Marketing Corporation, and he joins me now here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how important is packaging when consumers go in and try to decide which beverage to buy?
Well, I'll say this. It's more important today than it was yesterday or 10, 20 years ago. And that's because there's so many more products on the market.
So when you go into the convenience store and you see hundreds of different colored bottles and different sizes and shapes, these companies really have to make their product stand out.
That's right. A lot of times people are thirsty. They go into the store not exactly knowing what it is they're going to purchase. They just know they want a beverage. And so the package design, the package colors is really a last chance to sell the product to the consumer.
So who's doing a great job at marketing their product by using the bottle?
I would mention specifically Arizona as a brand, because if you think about it in terms of marketing dollars spent, advertising or billboards or, you know, TV, radio spots, they do nothing. What they do is they put all their effort in their packaging design and style. And that's really how that brand developed over time. So I'd have to give them an A-plus from a packaging standpoint.
Now, of course, Arizona tastes different from Gatorade or Coke or whatever. But then there's this whole market of bottled water, and it's all water. So how do they differentiate?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think water is a unique category, because if you look at just plain water, there's a lot of decisions that consumers are making. And some of them have to do specifically with packaging. Consumers may want a specific package size. They may want a specific closure or cap. Some people love the sports cap. Some people just refuse to use the sports cap. Mm. So it goes beyond the graphics. And consumers have very specific preferences that they go in wanting when they buy that product.
What else are companies doing to try to get me or you or anybody to go out and buy their beverage in the store?
Well, really, beyond packaging, it comes down to the products themselves.
Oh, you mean the stuff that's inside? That matters?
Shockingly enough, people buy products for reasons other than just the package. I think we're entering a bit of an era of specialization, where sort of the one-size-fits-all beverage is kind of yesterday's product, and the product of today is really very much more specific. And that's why you see all these products in the marketplace. You see energy drinks, you see sports drinks, you see bottle and can teas. And the challenge then is, you know, how many of these products can actually fit on a shelf in a store? Because the store shelves aren't really getting all that much bigger.
Gary Hemphill is Managing Director of Research at the Beverage Marketing Corporation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.